Shalom to all. Today's office about Bastav Samachtes, and we are starting Samachtes on the base about a quarter of the way up from the bottom with the brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Leilu Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar, Bastav Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now we discuss the sale of a field, and remember the general idea is that anything considered an essential part of the thing being sold is automatically included in the sale without having to be expressly stipulated. So the Mishnah tells us, somebody who sells a field, Macher Savanim Shem Lutzarcha, included in the sale are the stones that are necessary for the field, and the Gemara is explaining what exactly these stones are. That's Hakanim Shebekarim Shem Lutzarchai, and the reeds in the vineyard, which are necessary for it. Now, this refers to a vineyard inside the field being sold, and we see from here that the karam isn't considered separate from the field, it's part of it, and for that matter, all trees and things growing here are also included. Furthermore, grain that's connected to the ground is also included in the sale, as a whole patch or section of reeds, which is less in the area of Beis Roiva, and a watchman's hut, which is not being held together with cement, and a carob tree, which is not been grafted, meaning it's not strong enough to be grafted. It's still considered to be part of the field. It's not something unique by itself. And a young sycamore tree, the branches of the shikma, the sycamore tree, were used for beams, and the owner would periodically cut them. They would grow back. That's how they were made into beams. And this shikma that was never cut is called besuos hashikma. It's also considered part of the field because it's not chashuv by itself yet. But he did not sell him the stones that are not necessary for the field, and not the reeds in the vineyard that are not necessary for it, and not the grain which is detached from the ground already. However, as we've seen in previous Mishnah, if the seller told the buyer, I'm selling you it and everything inside of it, all the things here that we just mentioned are going to be included in the sale. However, either which way, even if he told him that everything's included in it, the following things are still not included in the sale, not a whole area of reeds which covers an area of a roiva. That's because it's chashav in and of itself, it's considered separate from the field, and not this watchman's hut. If it's held together with cement, that's in and of itself chashuv, it's not considered part of the field, and not a carob tree that already has been used for grafting, and not a sycamore tree that already was pruned, was already trimmed and cut. These things were all considered chashuv by themselves, and they're not considered part of the field. Even if he says, I'm selling you everything in the field, these are considered unique by themselves, and they're not included. As the Gemara Samatai Sarah Alfanta begins, what does that mean, stones that are necessary for the field? So over here in Bavel, they explain, Avnei d'achba, it's stones that are used for holding down the grain that's there. Basically, the grain was harvested and it was left out in the field to dry, and in order to prevent it from being blown away by the wind, heavy stones were placed on top of it. That's what these stones are, and they're part and parcel of the field. They're never removed because they're always needed. Now, Ula Amar Ula says that it's different. Avadim hasduos together, it's stones that are organized and arranged nicely in order to build a stone fence out of them. Ask the Gemara, hold on a second. Valtani Rebchia taught, Avadim tsevuos together, it's stones that are piled for a fence, and piled stones are much less organized than Avanim Sidurais. However, the Gemara answers this by saying, Tani, really, we should teach Sidurais, that they were organized, they were arranged like this, and not they were Tzavurais. And now the Gemara explains these two different opinions based off of Machlekes that we've had previously and we're going to have later on between Rav Meir and the Rabbanon. Rav Meir tends to include more things in a sale than the Rabbanon do, and we're going to see how these two explanations fit with their opinions. As the first one we had said was Hachar Targimu over here in Bavel, they explain that what are Avanim Shein Latzarcha, Avnei D'Achba, it's these stones that are used for holding things down so they don't get blown away by the wind. Now, Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, who's more inclusive in the things that are being included in the sale, this is referring to Metaknon, Afagav Deloy Machton. It's referring to they were prepared and they were made ready for this use, even though they weren't actually placed physically in the field. Whereas Larabon, according to Rabbanon, who the Machton, it has to be that they were physically placed in the field in order to be included in the sale. Now, Ula Ula, the Amar Avanim Hasadurus Legeder, according to Ula, who had said that these Avanim Shein Latzarcha are referring to stones that were organized and arranged to build a stone fence out of, Rav Meir de Metaknon, Afagav de Loisadron, according to Rav Meir, it's referring to stones that they were prepared and fixed up and made ready for this fence building, even though they weren't organized and arranged perfectly for it. Whereas Larabon, who Sadron, according to Larabon, it has to be they were arranged in such a way that they're ready for building a stone fence. Now we can explain the mission. We had Tebes Akarim Shabakarim Shin Latzarchai, including the sale of the field, is these reeds in the vineyard that are necessary for it. And we ask Kanemai Vidatayu, what do these reeds have to do with the vineyard? We usually don't have reeds growing in a vineyard, so why are we talking about reeds? And Amri de Berbiana, in the Bes Meshav Berbiana, they explained, is referring to smooth reeds that are placed underneath the grapevines to lift them off the ground so the grapes don't trail on the ground and get ruined. That's what it means, reeds in the vineyard. And further explaining, Rav Meir, these reeds are included as long as they're smoothed out, even though they actually weren't placed there holding up the vines yet. Whereas Rabbanon, who the Mukmon, according to Rabbanon, they're only included in the sale if they were already placed there holding up the vines. We continue explaining the Mishnah, the grain which is attached to the ground is included in the sale. Now, what's a chiddush? Of course, it should be included. It's attached to the ground. The answer is, says the Gemara, "Ba'afagav de'metoyel mechzad." Even though it's ready to be harvested, so you might think that it's not included in the sale because it doesn't really need the ground anymore. It's about to be harvested. Nonetheless, the Mishnah is telling us that it's included in the sale. The Mishnah also told us, all these reeds that are growing, but they're less than a base roiva, and the chiddush is ba'afagav de'alimi. Even though they're very strong, they're very sturdy and strong, and so you might think that they're considered separate from the field, they're their own entity. The chiddush is, since they're less than a base roiva, they're considered part of the field and they're included in the sale. Continue to explain the mission. We said about Hashemer She'ino Suya Betit, and his watchman's hut was not cemented, so it is included in the sale. And the chiddush is, Afagav Deloik Via Ba'ara, even though it's not connected to the ground, so really it could just be picked up and carried away, still it's considered to be part of the field. The mission had also said about Sacharv She'ino Murkav Ves Besos HaShikma, this carob tree that was not yet used for grafting, or the sycamore tree that was not yet trimmed, meaning its branches weren't used for beams yet, those are considered part of the sale. And the chiddush is, Afagav Dalimi, even though both of these trees are very strong, still they're considered part of the sale because they're part of the field, and that's because they're still young enough that none of these things were done to them yet. And the Mishnah continued by saying, that stones that are not necessary for the field are not included in the sale. Now, what are these stones referring to? It means that these stones were not even fixed up, they weren't even prepared for use of holding this crop down so it's not blown away by the wind. And the Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, even if they were prepared for use, it means that they weren't placed into the field yet. According to Ula, that had said these stones that we're referring to is talking about that they were arranged in order to build a stone fence out of. So, they're not included in the sale is Lomitakman if they weren't fixed up. Or is there a bun? Of course, they're not included in the sale is Doloi Sidron if they weren't organized and arranged. And the Mishnah also said, the reeds that are in the vineyard that are not necessary for it are not included in the sale. This means that they weren't smoothed out. And the Rabban, Doloi Mukmon, according to Rabban, it means they weren't placed underneath the vines yet, holding them up. And also, the Mishnah told us, grain which was detached from the ground is not included in the sale. And the chiddush over here is, even though it still needs the land, it still needs to lay there to dry out, get a little bit of air before it's gathered in. So you might say that of course it's included in the sale, it still needs the land. The chiddush is, since it's detached, it's not included in the sale. Mishnah also told us, that's a base roiva, is not included in the sale. Even if he had used this lashon of ahiva chol ma shebasoicha, this chitzis akonim is not included. The Gemara explains what's the chiddush, even though these reeds are very thin, and you might say that of course they're part of the property, the chiddush is that no, since they take up a significant amount of area in this land, they're considered unique in and of themselves, and they're not considered part of the field. And it's not only this chitz akonim, this whole area that has reeds growing, even if there's one little patch of besamim, of aromatic spices growing, but it has its own name, it's not considered sold as part of the field because it's its own unique thing. And our Papa clarifies, that's referring to where they call this little patch of besamim, this guy's rose patch. That's literally what Varda is. In other words, this little patch, this little row, has its own name, so clearly it's different than this field, and it's not included in the sale, even though it's very small and doesn't take up so much space. The Mishnah also said, this watchman's hut, if it's connected with cement, it's not included in the sale. That's even if it's connected to the ground, so you might say it's connected to the land, so it's part of the sale. The chiddush is, it's not part of the sale, because since it's cemented, it's considered something chashuv by itself, and again, not part of the sale. Now skip the parentheses and go to the words by Reblazer. Reblazer asked the following, and we're going to have three questions that all have to do with the same concept of something which is cemented, just like this shemera sui betit, and does that change its status? So this first question that we have is, malbana shel psachim mahu. Literally, this means the blocks or the squares of entrances, what's their din? This is referring to the door frame itself, not the opening that the door is placed, but the actual frame which is connected to the top and sides of the doorway. That's what the door clicks into and what the door is connected to. What's its din in regards to the sale of a house? If it's connected to the house with cement, there's no question. The hamachaber, because it's connected, of course it's part of the sale of the house. Your whole question is, the nikita besichi is just held in with pegs and it's not cemented. My, what's the din over there? Do we say it's considered part of the house and it's included in the sale of the house, or it's not considered part of the house because it could be easily removed, it's just connected with pegs? And the more answers, teiku, we're going to let the question stand and we're going to have to wait for Yonav to come and answer it. But Rabzeir asks a similar question, what about the window frame? This is very similar to the door frame. It's where the window is connected to and placed into. Do we consider this as part of the sale of a house or not? Mi amrinu, do we say, Lunoi ba'almahu davidi, it's just made for beautification, oidelma, kivin de mechabri, since it's connected to the house itself, it's connected and it's part of the sale. And the Gemara concludes this as well with teiku. And lastly, by Rabirmi asks, Malbana shel karya mita mahu, what about the blocks of the feet of the bed? Their beds are usually made out of wooden frames and they're placed on a dirt floor. And the problem is that wood on dirt is going to eventually absorb moisture, and then the legs of the bed are going to rot and mold. project, what they would do is prop up these legs with wooden blocks. And that's the question, what about these wooden blocks? I would clarify, if these wooden blocks are carried along with the bed, meaning when you pick up the bed, they come along with it, there's no question, because they're carried along with it. The whole question is, if these wooden blocks don't come along with the bed, do we consider them as part of the bed or not? And once again, we conclude this as well with teku. And going back to the mission, we had said, that these two trees, this Scharv HaMurkav and the Sadan HaShikma, if they had already reached the stage where the carob tree already could be used for a graft and the sycamore tree already had branches trimmed from it, they're not included in the sale of the field, even if he had said, Kol Masha Basaycha, because they're considered something unique by themselves. And now the Gemara Sachtes Mabez on top asks, Minani Mili, how do we know this? How do we know that a tree, which is unique by itself, is not included in the sale of a property? So Rav Yehuda Maravi tells us, because we have a pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Vayakam stay Ephron Asher Machpelah V'Gomer. Now let's read the entire pasuk, because really the proof comes from the end. The pasuk tells us, Vayakam stay Ephron Asher Machpelah Asher Lefnei Mamre. The field of Ephron was established for Avram, and what was included in this sale? Hasada, the field, V'Hama'ar Asher Bay, and the cave that was in it, V'Chol Ha'etz Asher Basada, and all the trees that were in the field, Asher B'Chol Gvulai Saviv, that were in all of its borders around it. And the question over here being asked is, why does the pasuk have to say Asher B'Chol Gvulai Saviv? It's obvious, all the trees that are in the property are included in it. Why do we have to mention all the trees that are in the border of the property? And the answer is Mishat Sarch Gvul Saviv. We're referring to trees that need to be defined by a border. Meaning, if you look at this tree, you wouldn't know who owns it, and the only way you would know is if you're told where the borders of the field are, so then you would say, okay, it must be that this tree belongs to this guy because it's included in the borders of the field. Yatsu Elu She'ein Srichan Gvul Saviv. It excludes these trees, for example, the Scharav and the Sadon, which don't need to have a border around it for us to know who it belongs to. As we've been saying, these are such unique trees, we don't need to say that they're located in this particular area for us to know, okay, they must belong to that guy who owns that field. They're such special trees, everyone knows, oh wow, that's a strong tree, that's a great tree, it's a shikma, it's a charuv, and it's owned by so-and-so, without needing its borders defined. And so that's where we get it from this pasuk. And our Rav Shashi tells us on this limud, Mikalim Mitzarim Min HaTorah, from here we learn that Mitzarim, the borders of a person's property, that's Midah Oraisa, namely when a person buys a field, he also acquires the borders of the field, Midah Oraisa. And anything planted on the borders would also be his. I think Mark continues, Amar Vigidri tells us, Hi man, the Mazman Ara Lechavre, a fellow sold a piece of property to his friend, Tzarchel Mechtavle, he has to write for him the following, Kani Lecha, Diklin, Vitalin, Vuhutzin, Vitzitzin, you also acquire all these four different types of trees, and they're all different types of palm trees. Now, V'Afragav Dechi Loi Kasavle, Hachi, Kani, even if he did not write this in the shtar, the fellow still acquires all those types of trees, Afilu Hachi, even so, he should write it, and why is that? Because Shifra the Shtaruhu, this is an improvement in the shtar. Namely, if there's going to be din Torah about these trees later on, whether or not they really belong to the buyer, since they were written in the shtar, it's something that can't be debated. They're written in the shtar. Again, obviously they'd be included in the sale, even if they weren't written in the shtar, but it's always good to have it in the shtar, just in case issues arise later on. In other case, Amarli, let's say the seller told the buyer, Aravadikli, I'm selling you a property and palm trees. Chazinu, take a look. Yisleidikli, if this seller has other palm trees that are not in this field, Yavle Tredikli, he has to give him two of his palm trees. Vilesle, and if he doesn't have palm trees, Zavle Tredikli, he has to buy him two palm trees. And Mishabdi, if he owns palm trees, but they're Meshubit to somebody else, Parakle Tredikli, he has to redeem two of those palm trees and give them to the buyer. And that's because he clearly split up the sale into two separate things. He said, I'm selling you this property and palm trees. And when he's selling him the property, the Ara, if there's palm trees in there, that's included in the sale of the Ara. That's not included in the sale of the Dikli, of the palm trees. That's a totally separate sale, and that's why two other palm trees have to be provided for the buyer, not connected to the Ara. Now, let's say the seller told the buyer, Ara bidikli. So Chazin would take a look. E-ispa-dikli, if this property itself has palm trees, Yavle, he has to give him those palm trees, Vilav, and if not, Mekhtosu, it's Mekhtos, because he clearly told him, Ara bidikli, I'm selling you property with palm trees, and if it doesn't have palm trees, that means it's Mekhtos, and the whole thing is bottled. Now, let's say the seller told the buyer, Ara bidikli, I'm selling you a land for palm trees, Leslie Dikli, even if it doesn't have palm trees in it, there's no problem, it's not a Mekhtos. Why is that? Because the Chazil Dikli Kamerle, he's telling him, I'm selling you property which is fit for planting palm trees, and therefore it's not a Mekhtos if there's no palm trees in it. Amarle, let's say the seller told the buyer, Libar mi Dikl Panya, I'm selling you this property except for that particular palm tree. Chazin would take a look. E Dikla Tavahu, if that palm tree was pointed out was a good one and it produces a lot of fruit, Shiru Shari, that means he was leaving over only that palm tree and not other ones. Clearly, he just wanted a palm tree which is going to provide him with a lot of fruit, so he was just leaving that one over. Whereas E Dikla Bishahu, if it's not a good palm tree, it does not produce a lot of fruit, so not only is the seller keeping that one for himself, but Kol Shekein Hanoch, for sure he's also keeping even better palm trees than that for himself, because we understand his statement of Labar mi Dikla Planya, except for that one, he's saying except even for that one. I'm not even selling you that weak little Nebuch palm tree, and for sure all the other stronger, better palm trees trees are also not included in the sale. Now, we continue talking about a sale of a property with trees in it, but the following is important to note before we go into these next cases. Back in those days, palm trees were not called trees. They were called palms or date palms. So if someone said the word trees as in, hey, look at those trees. Or like we're going to see in this upcoming Gemara, I'm selling a field without its trees. It's referring to other trees and not the kolim, not palm trees, and also not vines. As armed with that knowledge, we have a number of cases. Amar Leh, let's say the seller told the buyer, Labar Meilani, I'm selling you this property except for the trees. So Eis Leh Ilani, Labar Meilani. If it has regular trees in it, let's just call them apple trees, so we understand that he's excluding those trees from the sale. However, if it doesn't have trees, and Eis Leh Dikli, the only thing it has is palm trees, so then we understand that what he means to say is Labar Meilani, except for the palm trees, even though usually palm trees are not included in the word Ilani, trees, since the only trees that this property has are palm trees, so it must be that when he said, I'm not selling you the trees, he means the Dekalim. Now, Eis Leh Gufne, if the only thing it has is grapevines, Labar Meilani, we understand that he's excluding the grapevines. That's because even though grapevines are not usually called trees, again, the only thing that has in it that could possibly be called trees are the vines. And let's say Ilani Vigufni, it has both regular trees and grapevines. So then when he says, I'm selling you the property except for the trees, Labar Meilani, it's obvious that he's excluding the trees and not the vines, because again, vines aren't called trees. And let's say Ilani Vidikli, it has regular trees and palm trees, Labar Meilani, he's excluding just those regular trees and not the palms. Now let's say Gufni Vidikli, all this property has are grapevines and palm trees. And he said, I'm not selling you the Ilani, the trees. And as we explained, neither grapevines nor palm trees are considered trees. So what are we excluding from the sale when he says Ilani and the only thing that's in this field is vines and palms? The answer is Labar Meilani, we're excluding the grapevines. That's because they're closer to trees than the Dekalim are. Now we continue talking about this case that a person had said, I'm selling you everything but the trees. The question is, what's considered a tree that would be excluded from the sale? Even if it's a very young sapling, is that considered a tree? Or maybe only if it's a fully grown tree. Tamar Rav tells us, if a person has to climb up it with a rope in order to harvest the fruits, have a shear, that's something that's being left out of the sale because that's considered a proper tree. But if he doesn't have to climb up it with a rope in order to get the fruits, loy have a shear, that's not something that's being excluded from the sale because it's not considered an official tree. Now, I know well on top, the Dayanim of the Goyla said, and we've had this previously, this is referring to Shmuel and Karna, they were the Dayanim Goyla, they said, if the yoke of the oxen, when they're going through the field, is able to bend the tree, meaning the tree is not strong enough and it could be bent by the yoke, that's not considered a shear, that's not considered excluded from the sale. But if the yoke that's on the oxen is not able to bend this tree, have a shear, so then it is excluded from the sale. And there's no argument between the Dayani Gaila and Rav, habadikli, habilane. One's referring to palm trees, one's referring to regular trees. Rav, when he talks about climbing up the tree with a rope, he's referring to palm trees, that it's only considered a proper tree that's excluded from a sale if you have to climb all the way up it with a rope in order to harvest the fruits. That's because fully grown palm trees are very tall and you need a rope to climb up it in order to get those fruits. Whereas the Dayanigala were referring to other trees and not palm trees. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss these cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.